Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Keith Kellogg, U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy to Ukraine and Russia, said Thursday that Ukraine was given fair warning by the White House before Trump this week ordered a pause on U.S. military assistance and intelligence sharing with Kyiv.
The best way I can describe it is sort of like hitting a mule with a 2x4 across the nose. You got their attention. And it's very, it is significant, obviously, because of the support that we give.
Kellogg, in an appearance at the Council on Foreign Relations Thursday, said the pause is already having an impact on Kyiv, adding the Ukrainians brought it on themselves. Hamas Thursday dismissed U.S. President Trump's latest threat, saying it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in Gaza. It accused Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of trying to back out of the negotiations to secure the second phase of the ceasefire agreement, which was set to begin early this month. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara has more.
As Palestinians struggle to rebuild their lives amid the fragile ceasefire in Gaza, President Donald Trump delivers Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, an ultimatum. Release all Israeli hostages immediately, or there will be, quote, hell to pay. On Thursday, he was asked what he meant by that.
What are you going to find out? I had the honor of spending a lot of time yesterday with quite a few of the people that we got out, and I can't believe how badly treated they were.
Trump issued the warning Wednesday after meeting hostages freed by Hamas. His administration sent $4 billion in weapons to Israel this week, the second time in a month it used emergency authority to bypass congressional approval for the sale. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis recorded a pained and labored audio message to thank people for their prayers for his recovery. The message, broadcast Thursday, was the first public sign of life from the 88-year-old Pope since he was hospitalized 3 weeks ago with pneumonia. Francis's weak voice, discernible through his labored breaths and in his native Spanish, was broadcast to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, who had gathered for the nightly recitation of the Rosary prayer. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China will continue to retaliate in response to what it called the United States' arbitrary tariffs and accused Washington of meeting good with evil in a news conference Friday on the sidelines of the annual parliamentary session. Wang said China's efforts to help the U.S. contain its fentanyl crisis have been met with punitive tariffs, which are straining their ties. He said no country should fantasize that it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China at the same time. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports in a new ruling ordering the Trump administration to pay billions to a decimated agency.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration until Monday to pay nearly $2 billion owed to the partners of the U.S. Agency for International Development and the State Department. The order is in an ongoing case, with more decisions coming on the administration's fast-moving termination of 90% of that agency's contracts worldwide. U.S. District Judge Amir Ali ruled in favor of nonprofit groups and businesses that sued over the funding freeze. The judge has suggested skepticism of the Trump administration's argument that presidents have wide authority to override congressional decisions on spending when it comes to foreign policy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Meanwhile, attorneys general in New York and Rhode Island states are backing a federal judge's decision to extend a block barring the Trump administration from freezing grants and loans potentially totaling trillions of dollars. VOA's Christina Menenti.
President Donald Trump's administration suffered another legal blow in its efforts to freeze federal funding for programs that do not align with the Republicans' agenda on Thursday. A second judge blocked it from implementing a sweeping pause on spending on grants, loans, and other financial support. U.S. District Judge John McConnell in Providence, Rhode Island, at the behest of Democratic attorneys generals from 22 states and the District of Columbia, issued an injunction blocking the administration from reissuing the funding freeze first announced in a since-rescinded memo from the White House Budget Office. The White House did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.